All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now that the 2018 NFL season is officially in the books, it's time to look ahead to the 2019 campaign. And with that said, there will be some movement around the league at the quarterback position. All signs point to Nick Foles not being a member of the Philadelphia Eagles for next season. And I believe the Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Denver Broncos could all be in the mix for his services. Joe Flacco's time as the starting quarterback with the Baltimore Ravens has come to an end, and I expect the Dolphins, Jaguars, Broncos, and Washington Redskins to be in the mix for his services. Now, both of these guys have won Super Bowl titles, and they've also been Super Bowl MVPs, and speaking of that, there's a possibility that Eli Manning has played his last game with the New York Giants. And if that is the case, I definitely expect the Jacksonville Jaguars to be in the mix. Why? Because his former head coach with the Giants and Tom Coughlin is currently the Jags executive vice president of football operations. Now, with that said, the Dolphins have already released quarterback Ryan Tannehill. I think he will get another job in the NFL for 2019, but it won't be as a starter. I see him as a backup. And if Jacksonville decides to go in another direction at quarterback, what does that mean for Blake Bortles? Is his time with the Jags done? And does he have enough to get another gig in the NFL as a backup? Because I don't see another team taking him on as a starting quarterback. Now, looking ahead to the NFL draft in April, I expect the Giants and Broncos to both be in the mix early for a quarterback, especially the Giants. The Broncos, if they're able to get one of these guys that I just mentioned, obviously not, but definitely the Giants. And, you know, right now all signs point to them taking Dwayne Haskins with the sixth overall pick. But definitely expect some movement between now and April at the quarterback position. And that is really going to set the tempo for what teams do in the upcoming NFL draft. But I think it's going to be a little bit of a process because obviously front offices, they're going to evaluate the veterans and they're also going to evaluate the youngsters at the NFL Combine and see if these guys could be the franchise quarterback or if they want to go the quick route, turn something around with a veteran and get the job done. But you look at a guy like Foles, you put him in the right system, he could excel. Joe Flacco, the same thing. If you put a solid squad around him, you know, he can get you to the playoffs because Joe Flacco can still get it done, especially when you put the right pieces around him. So this is going to be an interesting offseason, especially in the next coming weeks when free agency begins. We're going to see the NFL Combine, and of course, all of that will lead up to the NFL Draft in April. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.